morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm pleased to welcome back Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. I'm obviously a lot better than what you are, Rhea, after our conversation before we come on air.
You know what? The show must go on, and my entire household is sick. It's me and the two kids, and I've never been hit with something so hard. It's COVID. So yeah, we're muscling. Well, the kids aren't muscling through. The kids are sleeping through. And myself, on the other hand, there's a need to muscle through. So.
Yeah. Bless you. You have to work through it, don't you? But we wish you a speedy recovery anyway.
You know me, I'll keep on kicking. much to the dismay of many, I'm sure, but I'll keep on kicking. And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. Their people move people.
Yes, we do.
Very well, I may add.
Well, thank you very much.
And your descriptive word for today is informative, just because I can't think. And I literally had no strength to do any research. So I'm just using informative because you are informative.
That works for me. It's one I know, so it's good.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? We've got some great news straight across the board. It looks like, you know, things are really opening up. And I tell you, for crew, it's just such a relief. I mean, you know, aside from we do have, you know, other issues going on in the world, but at least with the whole COVID situation and restrictions, it looks like the gauntlet has finally lifted, and we're going to see some good news for this upcoming season. What's going on in Malaysia?
So it's good news. Yeah, Malaysia will reopen its borders on April the 1st, following 2 years of strict travel restrictions. That was announced by Prime Minister Ismail Yaqub, announced last Tuesday. Fully vaccinated visitors will not be required to quarantine upon entry to the country, but must take a PCR test 2 days before departure and an antigen test within 24 hours of their arrival. From next month, visitors will no longer need to apply for the My Travel Pass program, and restrictions on business operating hours, gatherings, social distancing and interstate travel will also be eased from next month. Malaysia is also planning travel agreements with Brunei, Thailand and Indonesia, adding to its existing vaccinated travel agreement with Singapore.
And India.
Yeah, India's Ministry of Civil Aviation has finally announced that scheduled international commercial flights will be able to return to the country nearly 2 years after banning the practice. Concerns surrounding coronavirus have meant that until now, only flights operating as part of bilateral air bubbles could serve India. In just over 2 weeks, it will have been 2 years since this ban first came into place. There have been attempts at lifting it, such as on December the 15th. However, the emergence of the Omicron variant forced a further postponement, initially until January the 19th this year. This was then extended out to February the 28th. At this point, India initially decided to retain the extension until further notice. However, an end is now in sight. The Ministry of Civil Aviation confirmed earlier today that in 19 days' time, on March 27th, scheduled international commercial passenger services to and from India can resume.
Great. And Europe sees some things lifting.
So after evaluating the current COVID-19 situation and taking into account the high vaccination rates, another two European Union countries, namely Ireland and Hungary, have decided to lift all of their COVID-19 restrictions. The Irish authorities announced earlier this week that the countries decided to lift all of their COVID-19 entry rules. Basically, this means that all travellers, regardless of whether they're travelling from an EU or non-EU country, can now enter Ireland without having to present a vaccination or recovery certificate or a negative COVID-19 test result. In addition, travellers reaching Ireland are now also exempt from the requirement to fill in the passenger locator form prior to their arrival. Similar to Ireland, the Hungarian authorities have revealed that all incoming travellers, even those who have not been vaccinated or recovered from the virus, are now permitted entry without having to follow any entry rules. According to the Hungarian authorities, travellers now only need to follow pre-pandemic travel rules. This means that persons who wish to visit Hungary are required only to present a valid travel document, such as a passport or a valid visa, if required.
That's interesting. So, excuse me, I think through this whole thing, we all kind of assumed that there would be a new normal, kind of like after 9/11, that there would be forms that for the rest of our lives we'd have to fill out of some sort. But it looks like countries are deciding against that. They're just going back to regular travel, the way we used to travel, you know, like jumping on a plane like we jump on a bus.
Exactly right. I mean, it goes against everything that we've basically been saying for about the last sort of 18 months, isn't it? We're always doing this show, you know, everybody's talked about the new normal and what it would be like. And I totally agree. I mean, I was under the impression and always thought that PCR tests or antigen tests or passenger locator forms or even the need to be vaccinated and having, you know, your updated jabs and stuff would be the new normal. But especially the European countries specifically are just shedding everything, getting rid of the whole lot and basically just saying, right, you know what, we're going to live with it. You're going to have to get on with it and you're going to have to look after yourselves. We're not going to put anything in place. And we'll see how it goes. And it's a brave move. And we'll see how it pans out, I suppose.
Well, I guess I'm a prime example. I have had my COVID shots and it's still, you know, it's kicked me in the hiney. Yeah.
It has. Unfortunately for you, bless you.
What countries in Europe are now, like, in total? How many? Is it just the two or how many?
No, there's more than two. I know the UK are pretty much now, they don't have any. I think that pretty much all of the main ones are now opening up that they don't require anything. I couldn't obviously tell you off the top of my head. I'd have to go and have a look at it. But yeah, I mean, as a block, pretty much the EU now is opening up and saying no to any restrictions.
That'd be interesting. Maybe for next week, you could compile a list, if you don't mind, of all the countries that have just dropped any requirements while in, just so that you know, I find it interesting to find out which countries are just saying that's it, we're back to normal.
Yeah, no problem at all. We can do that. I mean, it'd be quite handy actually for the upcoming European season, med season, so you know, crew will know exactly what's going on.
Nice, thank you, Lee. Thank you. There's new routes for the med.
Quick route update. So Qatar Airlines will launch flights to Santorini, Greece, starting from June 7th. The destination will be Qatar Airways' third Greek route, along with Athens and Mykonos. The airline will also relaunch its seasonal flights to Mykonos the same week. Qatar Airways will offer free weekly flights between Doha and Santorini. The airline has chosen Santorini as its third destination in Greece, with flights operated every Tuesday, Saturday and Sunday. And in further good news for crew working the med season, Abu Dhabi-based carrier Etihad has announced a new European route ahead of the summer season as well. Flights between the United Arab Emirates and Nice will start on June the 15th, and they'll be operating twice a week. This service will add to Etihad's current offerings of Crete, Malaga, Santorini and Zanzibar.
You know, I've noticed in the past couple of years that Turkey and Greece has sort of been rising very quickly in the yachting industry. And, you know, now you're seeing that reflection in flights, because more and more flights are, their destination is Turkey and Greece.
Exactly right. I mean, especially Turkish Airlines, I think they're probably one of the fastest growing carriers in Europe at the moment. And they are obviously becoming very popular indeed, along with Croatia as well. It's another one that's sort of really coming to the fore with regards to the med season. So it's going to be interesting to see where he got a place this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, everything changes in time. And the US have extended face mask rules.
They have indeed. Yeah, the White House has confirmed that travellers will be required to wear face masks on aircraft in the US until at least April. The Transportation Security Administration announced on Thursday that it was extending the mandate, which also applies to rail travel, until April the 18th. That was just 1 week before it was due to expire. The mandate could be removed earlier than mid-April if the science supports such a move, the CDC added.
Right, so Europe is pulling back and the US is carrying it forward.
They are, yeah. I mean, it's strange, isn't it? Normally, they're sort of all sort of in sync, but the US are keeping, PCR tests for 24 hours before departure, so they're definitely a lot more tighter than what Europe are at this moment in time.
Well, it's completely opposite to the beginning of the pandemic, when Europe was the first to move, I guess Europe still is the first to move, but, the US was like, it's all good. It'll be fine. The hot weather will come. We'll all be fine. And now they're like, we don't care. We're hanging on to those masks for as long as we possibly can.
Yeah, they are. That's right. I mean, especially, I think it was this last week as well. There was a few UK carriers that announced that they were dropping the mask mandate requirement. So, yeah, it's interesting. The US have gone the opposite way to it.
Well, more will be seen. And Wizz Air, they've extended their offer.
Yeah, we talked about this last week, and it's such a good initiative that they've put on. I just wanted to touch base on it once more. So Wizz Air has extended the travel period for free seats available for Ukrainian refugees from the end of March to April the 10th. The budget carrier has flights departing from Ukraine's border countries of Poland, Slovakia, Hungary and Romania, and said last week it was providing 100,000 seats. The airline have said this week, while certain routes on certain dates have been in more demand than others and unfortunately have sold out, Wizz Air continues to monitor bookings and is opening up new seats where possible. Wizz Air would like to reassure all Ukrainian refugees that there are still free seats available on many of its routes. That's including flights departing from Budapest, Gdansk, Krakow and Katowice bases.
Nice. It's a shame they're the only airline that's doing it. It would be nice if everybody else sort of caught that concept and pushed it forward.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, I don't know why they are the only ones who have put this on, but good on them. You know, they've led the way with it, and I'm surprised that more haven't followed suit, I've got to say.
Well, yeah, at least someone is, right? It always takes one. It's all it takes.
Indeed. Yeah.
We have crew questions this week.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we received a question in from Sophie this week wanting to know what the requirements currently are to enter St. Bart's in the Caribbean. Well, Sophie, currently all international travellers will need to show proof of being fully vaccinated. You'll also need to show either a negative antigen or PCR test dated no more than 48 hours before departure. Just to clarify, no visa is required to enter St. Bart's if you are a citizen of the US, Canada, any EU country, and most of Central and South America. I don't actually know what passport you hold, Sophie, so if you are unsure on any visa requirements, or if anybody listening is unsure, please do reach out to myself or Blue Marine Travel and we will be happy to assist.
Nice. Well, and any links or all links or any information, of course, feel free to get a hold of Lee over at Blue Marine Travel. Check out their website, and yeah, questions. If the question needs to be answered directly, there's always someone there to answer those questions for you.
Indeed. Yeah, it'd be either myself or one of the team at Blue Marine. We'll be more than happy to help.
Nice. Well, Lee, I got to say thank you. It's been another week of great news, and let's hope this long continues.
Indeed. Yeah, I think we're on a bit of a roll at the moment. So it's 3 or 4 weeks of good news. So long may it continue. And hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll be feeling better next week.
I hate feeling rotten. I mean, I think everybody hates feeling rotten, but I especially hate feeling rotten.
Yeah, it's not a great feeling, especially when you know you've got to work as well. You know, it's not like you can just rest up and take it easy. You know, you've got to put your game face on, and that's a very difficult thing to do.
Well, yeah, it is, but nothing that a little bit of paracetamol, a couple million mugs of hot tea, and a strong, stubborn streak will get you through, I think.
There you go. That's the win and one for you. You've got it.
I know, right? If there's anything you can say about Rhea, you could call her anything, but the one thing that everybody, if you love me or hate me, I am one stubborn old cow. Right, Lee, thanks again. As always, it's been a pleasure, and I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s, and their people move people. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.